ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. That address again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. I love the comments you've been sharing with me about how these different segments are really helping you create the life that you desire. And I have to tell you, I feel so blessed and honored to be a part of your journey. Now, I want to share with you something that has come up rather quickly. There's an event happening that I will actually be hosting my show, Get Inspired, on. And I want to encourage you after the show to go to the link, onetheevent.org. So that's spelled onetheevent.org. Check it out. It's a very amazing, healing, moving forward event that is just going to shift our world to a real positive way. It started from a fireman wanting to have a remembrance service for all those that were lost in 9/11. So I really encourage you to check that site out, onetheevent.org. And for sure, check out my show that day. I believe I'm going to be on Sunday, and I'm not sure the time yet, but I certainly will let you know next week. So right now, for millions along the east coast of American Canada, they're starting over due to the horrific hurricane that hit last week. When horrific times like this happen, we often ask ourselves why. Why did this happen? What will we do now? We often ask ourselves, where will we go? Or how do we start over? This show today, folks, is for all of you listening who may be starting over for one reason or another. Like many of you listening, I too in my life had to start over. All of the challenges that I faced with overcoming Crohn's disease, illness, abuse, being given 30 minutes to live in my life, and then going through divorce was huge challenges for me. But I did overcome those challenges, and I went on to soar in my life. And folks, you can too. I promise you that. To learn more about my personal journey and the steps that you can take, check out my inspirational book called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And to purchase a copy for yourself about my book, visit the website AskSueLondon.com and click on the Books tab. And there you can get the book in hard copy as well as an ebook version. Now, the topic of our show today is how to stop the downward spiral and start living your dream life with my very special guest, Karen Volo. Imagine being separated from your family for almost 4 years, living in terrible conditions with uncertainty, helplessness, and fear. This is the life that my guest has endured. Yet, she was able to overcome all of these obstacles and emerge from the situation as a victor, not a victim. Today, I am thrilled to introduce you to a remarkable woman, Karen Volo, who is known as your tough transition specialist and dream life mentor. Those titles are quite appropriate given Karen's life. She is now sharing the gifts that she has learned from those difficult years. She's here today to share her personal story and to give you 6 simple steps to thrive through the tough times. I want to encourage you after the show to check out her website, inspiringyourverybest.com. Again, that site is inspiringyourverybest.com. Now, I think we got Karen connected here. So, Karen, are you there, my dear?
I am here, Sue.
We got you. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
I have to tell everybody, you're coming to us from a very far away, from Sweden. So the joy of technology, I love it.
It's great, yes.
Now, before we get started with you sharing your story, I want to share with our listeners that today you have the opportunity to call in and ask Karen and I your questions. So the number that you call, folks, is 800-930-2819. Again, that number is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So, Karen, can you share your story? It's horrific.
I'll give you a short summary here. But basically, I married a man who I thought initially started out as a dream marriage or dream, you know, romance, and swept me off my feet, and we had this wonderful marriage and or wonderful wedding, and a few years into this I had 2 children with him, and he ended up turning into a very abusive man. And then a couple years after that I found out he was actually a con man, and it was a very devastating situation for me to go through. So I ended up getting divorced, and you know, I became single mom raising 2 young girls who were absolutely the blessing from that marriage. Yeah. And I moved to Sweden, where my family is, and rebuilt my life. I had to start all over, and I basically did. And I met a few years later a wonderful new man, and we ended up in a relationship, and we started up a very successful business, executive search business.
Okay.
And we came to the U.S. John Assaraf was actually our business mentor. This was back in 2005, 2006. So we came to the U.S. for a convention in San Diego, and we were there for a week, and our business was just ready to take off. Things were lined up. It was just a very exciting time, and I was just ready for that quantum leap. And actually, the week we were there with John and this conference, we'd actually seen The Secret a couple times. This was about a month before it was released.
Okay, okay.
So Sergio and I, my partner at the time and you know, life partner and business partner, we were at the airport getting ready to come home to Sweden and, you know, get back to business and have this quantum leap in our business. And I got a tap on my shoulder, and I turned around, and there were 2 U.S. Marshals there. And they basically said, "We have a warrant for your arrest." And I went blank. I didn't know exactly what was going on. And so they took me, and Sergio had to go home and take care of the kids. And what had ended up happening was that, you know, I hadn't had any contact with my first husband in years, and he had been accused for fraud in Mexico, and now they were coming after me. And, you know, what we thought would just be, you know, something that we could resolve very quickly, it ended up taking 3 years and 10 months before we got everything resolved. And during that entire time, I was, you know, sitting incarcerated in downtown San Diego. I was in a jail. I was not in a prison. I wasn't convicted of anything. And basically, you know, after 44 months, my charges were finally dropped. My cases were closed, and I was free to go home and be reunited with my family again. Wow. And it was just, you know, talk about circumstances beyond your control and going into things that, you know, is such a shift or such a total, like, 180 degree difference in my life.
For sure, yeah.
And, you know, what I ended up doing to survive that time, because I was in a very dark and negative environment, was I just really immersed myself in any sort of spiritual reading I could get my hands on.
Yeah.
And it's what kind of got me through that time. And I just learned so much that I really, I mean, every day was just a, you know, a choice for me of, you know, choosing between the fear of the unknown and what could happen and imagining the worst thing that could happen, you know, me ending up in, in another system that, you know, I was not comfortable with at all, with, you know, looking at the legal system in Mexico, or going home and being with my family and being able to raise my daughters. And at the time when this happened, they were 6 and 8.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. Now, so you were at the San Diego airport? Is that where you went to the event? And so then when you were put in jail, where were you? They put you in the Mexico jail, or they put you in
I was in downtown San Diego the whole time, yeah.
Wow, okay. Listeners, I'm speechless. Like, talk about somebody who's gone through something that is such horrific. You know, you just never know who you marry, right? This sounds like something you'd see on America's Most Wanted. Really, it's true. What I want to do is, we're going to take a break for a minute, and then when we come back, let's talk more about how you managed through this, shall we? So, listeners, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Sue London on Get Inspired Radio with my guest, Karen Volo. When we come back, Karen's going to share more about how she managed through all of this ordeal. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Karen Volo, and the topic is how to stop the downward spiral and start living your dream life. Now, before we went to the break, Karen was sharing her story of being arrested and going to jail, not being charged. Karen, let's take it from there, and can you share now with everybody how you managed with this whole ordeal?
You know, it really came down to a choice between love and fear. That was, you know, I was just immersing myself in this spiritual reading to escape mentally. You know, most people don't end up with the physical bars in their life. They're imprisoned in some way, and I actually did end up with these physical bars surrounding me. But what happened was that as I was immersing myself in this reading and just... I was able to free my mind and my heart, and I realized that, wow, you know, doesn't, no matter what's happening on the external circumstances, nobody could control my thoughts, and nobody could control my mind and my heart.
And that was so, that's so important for you to say, because, you know, we all have choices, and you could have gone totally, you know, into anger and resent and everything, and you didn't make that choice to do that, which is phenomenal. So listeners, listen to what she's telling you now, because you too have the choice about how you handle all the situations that are happening around you right now. So sorry, Karen, go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, it was a battle for me every day. Mm-hmm. It was a conscious choice, because the love for my daughters and my family and being home and being there to, you know, raise my daughters and be reunited with this wonderful man who was taking care of my kids, who, you know, they weren't his kids at that point. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, he just stepped up to the plate and was just this wonderful, you know, totally supportive man. And so I just kept my vision very clear. And I worked on that every single day. And every time those fearful emotions would come in, or those, you know, I knew enough about the law of attraction and I'd seen The Secret that I just knew I couldn't let myself wallow in the anger, the frustration, the depression, the all those feelings that came up.
Yeah.
And I had to figure out ways to get myself feeling better and focused on I'm going home. And I had just had this vision every day. I'm going home. I'm going home. And, you know, it was a long journey and it took a long time. But that's eventually everything that I had visualized is what exactly happened.
Yeah, and this is a good point you're making, too, because with me, when I, some of our listeners may not know, I used to have Crohn's disease. I say I used to have it because it's now healed. I am totally disease-free. And like what Karen did, focusing what the outcome was going to be, visualizing it, feeling it, believing it, and really getting it deep into your soul, that's what I did as well. I saw myself happy, healthy, and disease-free. And that's exactly what my secret was, too. So all of you going through, no matter what challenges it is, you know, take this as one of these steps that you too can do, no matter what is going on for you. And there's a lot happening right now, you know, for many people. So this is really a powerful tool. If it worked for Karen and it worked for me, that tells you a lot. Right, Karen?
I don't think we're really raised or brought up or understand how incredibly powerful we are.
Exactly.
We have this incredible creative ability within ourselves. And when you understand kind of how the universe works and how you can manifest things in your life, all of a sudden you become very empowered. And that's how you kind of can reclaim your power and any situation, difficult situation that you're going through, and turn it into something good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And quite honestly, all the difficulties that we go through, and there's so many people going through tough times right now and so many challenges, and I just... in my heart of hearts, I believe that people are going through this to make them realize they've got to find other ways to deal with things, and that our old ways are not sustainable anymore.
That's right. And you know, when I'm on stage and I'm sharing my story of everything that I'd gone through, I always tell my audiences, and I'm sincere when I say this, that I am so grateful that I had a disease. I'm grateful that a doctor told me while I lay in a hospital bed, you've got 30 minutes to live. Who do you want to say goodbye to? You know, these are things that, wow, do they ever wake you up? And it really showed me, like, I'm not wasting 1 minute of my life. I am grateful for everyone who's in it, and you're going to know it if I'm grateful for you. And that's, you know, I'm grateful for having all those challenges in my life. And people look at me and say, are you nuts? But it made me for who I am today. And I wouldn't change a thing. I would not change a thing from my past, honestly, because it was such a powerful growth for you, too, right? Real spiritual growth.
It was a tremendous amount of growth.
Yeah.
You know, people have asked me, if you had to do it over, would you? You know, and of course, that's not something you choose.
Oh,
of course,
exactly.
I wouldn't want to be away from my daughters for that long, you know?
Yeah. But your story is a little different than mine. Like, I know for me, like, I would not want to have been in your shoes. My story.
I wish it on anybody.
No, exactly, right? But I know for me, it, like, it really taught me how important it is to just be grateful for life and don't take the small things for granted. Enjoy everything that happens. I've been watching the news, and you're in Sweden. You may not be seeing some of this, but the things that are happening as a result of this hurricane and what it's doing to the East Coast, I'm seeing so many people pulling together and helping each other and supporting their neighbor and, you know, giving them what they need. These are the small things that are really important to focus on. And if you're alive, that's such a gift for you. And I know that's really hard, you know, for people who've lost their homes and that. But, you know, if you're breathing, you can get up in the morning. Ultimately, you know, that's what's really important, I feel. You know, don't. What do you want to add to that?
You know, that it's that, and then also just the love
yes.
of your family, your friends, whoever's important to you.
Yeah.
That's really what is, you know, I think love and gratitude are the most powerful emotions that we have. They're the highest okay. vibrating frequency. And mm-hmm. so if we can stay focused on keeping our emotions and keeping our thoughts on that level,
uh-huh.
you manage to get through whatever challenges may come up, and chances are, you know, you're going to be attracting a lot better things for you into your life.
Yes.
Because that's really where you tap into this creative power that we've got to manifest what you want to have in your life.
Yes, absolutely, and very well said. Now, let me ask you, how did you maintain a relationship with your kids through all of this?
Well, that was absolutely the hardest thing, is just being separated from my kids. And they were growing up without me. But I was able to call them. I called them right before they went to bed, 5 out of 7 days, basically. I had a 20-minute phone call with them.
Uh-huh.
And then we wrote letters. But there was something else that happened, which was pretty incredible, was I started meditating there, by the way. And if you can meditate in jail, you can meditate anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a noisy environment.
And, folks, at the end of the show, I'm glad you brought that up, Karen, because I'm going to take you all through a meditation to help you get into the present moment. So I'm glad. Thank you for saying that, Karen, because meditation is extremely important to help you with
anything. That's how we that's how we connect to our source and our inner core strength.
Yes.
And what happened with this, a little girl started coming to me basically in these meditations and would tell me these stories. And so whatever spiritual topic I was kind of immersed with at the time, I would get a little story that I would write, and then the pictures and images would come to me. And so I spent hours really writing these little books, and I sent them home, and Sergio would sit down and read them to my girls. And what ended up happening was that they started learning a lot of the spiritual tools and this things that you could use to help you get through any difficult time. And so throughout that time, I mean, that just really connected all four of us on a very deep spiritual level, that we were kind of, you know, learning and growing and developing together, even though we were 54,000 miles apart.
Yeah. Now, did you publish these into books? Have you done that yet? Have you done that yet?
Yeah. we're in the process. The first one, yes, the first one is out. Our website is up. We're still in production with several. I got 25 of these, basically. And over, you know, the whole time I was there. And so we're in the process of putting them together right now, but it's very exciting. And our, you know, the first few are available by ebook right now.
Good.
We're in the process of getting the Kindle versions up, and then, you know, we'll have the print version available too.
And now, before we go any further, why don't you share, this is a good time, your website. Let's share it again.
You know, and the first, the name of the girl, her name is Joy, and the series is called Bringing Joy, and the website is called bringingjoytotheworld.com.
Nice.
And if anyone wants to go there, they can get the first ebook for free and see the pictures, and just, we have a little animated film there. It's a minute long, but it just, you know, she just brings such joy to people, and I think that's really a huge gift from those years.
And that's what I was going to say. And look at how something positive has come out. That's just a prime example how here was this horrific situation. And look at the positive that has come out of it. You know, everyone who's listening, I really want to encourage you to whatever situation you're going through, look at the positive, what's going on, not the negative. And I think that'll really help you through a lot. We have to take a break again, Karen. So hold the thought.
Okay.
And folks, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. Now, when we come back, Karen's going to share some tools to help you stop the downward spiral. And I want to remind you that if you want to call in, you can call and ask Karen and I your questions. And the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com site. And as a reminder to learn more about my personal journey and the steps that you can take that I took, check out my inspirational book called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And to purchase a copy of this book, you can go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and click on the books tab. And you can get this book in hard copy or through ebook version. So check those all out. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after these little messages.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Karen Volo here today with me, and we're talking about how to stop the downward spiral in your life. Now, Karen, I'm a firm believer that we can create our own lives. Do you want to add your thoughts to that?
I feel I'm a walking testimonial of that.
I feel that too.
I mean, seriously, I spent hours every single day visualizing me walking out the doors of that particular facility I was in. And what's unusual is that most people move around within a system if they're incarcerated like that and they're being held.
Yeah.
I was never moved. Not once. I mean, it was, and I just, every day I visualized myself walking out those doors and, you know, I'd getting on a plane and going home, and that's what happened.
Wow.
So, yeah, absolutely. We do create our lives, and it's really based with what our thoughts, and you know, it doesn't, we tend to beat ourselves up for what we've done in the past or, you know, what we may have created, or we basically have been creating unconsciously. And when
yes.
you learn that, you know, you have a clean slate in the future, and all outcomes exist. I mean, I could see both outcomes of the worst happening and the best happening, and
yes.
I just refused. Every time those thoughts of fear and doubt and whatever came up, I stopped them, and
yes.
I said, no, that is not the life I'm going to live.
Good girl.
And then I'd switch track and go to my movie of going home.
Yeah. And, you know, like when we're talking about thoughts, how we can really create things, I know for me in the beginning, you know, when I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, I had really horrific pain. And with that, it doesn't leave you. It stays. And all I would do is take my time and focus on how bad that pain was and how long it was and where it was. And I was actually creating that pain to be worse, because that's where I was putting all my focus. And I know I was really lucky that, and it was meant to be, I had a nurse come into my room, and she said to me that, you know, you need to stop this. You're making your life worse. You've got a choice. And so she taught me how to do visualization and visualize I was at a, you know, a happy place. I was at, you know, in the mountains and by a lake. And that visualization is actually the cover of my book, Soar Above It All. And by me doing that, that just changed everything for me. So, folks, here's another lesson for you that Karen and I are sharing. You can create your life. Watch your thoughts, because you can manifest. You can attract the good and the bad, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Karen, what tools or systems did you use?
Well, it's interesting because before all this happened, we had an episode at home. I had picked up my daughters when I was a single mom from daycare. I was tired. We were all tired and hungry, and I was, you know, at home and trying to rush around to fix dinner. And my older daughter and I, she was nagging and nagging and nagging at me, and I just kind of exploded at her, and I sent her to her room. And as I'm sitting there banging pots around and trying to fix dinner and stressed, my younger daughter just ran over to me and hugged my legs, and she just looked in my eyes and said, I love you so much. And she snapped me out of this, like, really bad mood I was in.
How powerful is that, eh?
And I was, you know, like, the whole dinner, I mean, I brought my older daughter back and we made up. And so we had this dinner, and I sat there and thought, why did this energy, you know, spread, and what happened? And so after dinner, I took out a piece of paper, and my daughters were roughly 4 and 5 at this time.
Okay.
And I took out a piece of paper, and in the middle I drew, you know, a line and then like a spiral going up, so it looks like a tornado.
Okay.
And then a spiral going down. Uh-huh. And we talked about our emotions, and I said, this line in the middle is your neutral point. And when I got angry or upset or sad or whatever, you know, we started going in this downward spiral, and it spread from me to my older daughter. And my younger daughter just came over and snapped me out of this with a dose of love, basically.
Yeah.
And so we talked about the emotions on the upward spiral.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of made a promise to ourselves that we will, you know, if we start going down that downward spiral, we'll stop it.
Uh-huh.
And when I was incarcerated, I was immersed in such a negative environment, and you're treated so harshly, and just, you know, it's just, you're bombarded.
You're guilty till you're proven innocent, basically, right?
Well, you are, and you're treated that way, and so, you know, you're not a human anymore, you're a body, and you're someone to be carted around and moved around and, you know, shackled and all that. So I really had to, and I knew enough about the law of attraction that I knew I had to have my emotions on that upward spiral.
Uh-huh.
And so I worked with that a lot, and basically, you know, the energy spiral, I put together a whole range of our emotions, and love being the most strong and the highest, and gratitude or appreciation are at the very top of that scale.
Uh-huh.
And then at the very bottom of that scale are fear and love, I mean fear and shame. And you know, and the, we go through that whole spectrum of emotions. And as humans, you know, it's just natural we're going to have emotions. But yes. What this energy spiral did was made me very aware uh-huh. of where I was feeling and what I knew. If I was in that downward spiral, I would be attracting, probably, you know, pushing away my dreams and attracting the worst.
Exactly. Yes. Good. And that's a good tool.
No, it was just it was a great tool. And so, you know, I developed it and worked with it more and more and became very conscious of it. So I call it my mood management system.
Oh, okay. Now tell me, you have developed a special meter. Is this what the energy spiral is?
It's based on that. I call it the joyometer because it came to me from this little girl, you know, the Bringing Joy series
that
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so we measure the weather from the barometer. We measure temperature with a thermometer. So I decide, you know, let's measure our joy and how much we have in our life. And so I call it a joyometer.
Oh, okay.
And basically, that upward spiral is what I call the zone of love. And all those emotions are coming from spirit and from originating from our source, from, you know, love and the divine and all that. And the downward spiral, those are all the emotions that come from fear. They're fear-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fear-based is what really can do you in when you keep focusing on that. I like how you're talking about the joyometer. That's really good.
Well, you know, I'm a really visual person.
Unfortunately, we're
on the radio, so we can't, like, show people, but I can describe it well enough so people can kind of visualize it. But,
yeah.
It's just a great way to monitor your emotions. And we have 70,000 thoughts in a day. I mean, it's impossible to monitor every single thought. It just isn't going to work.
Now, do your thoughts go on to the nighttime, too, like mine?
You can't stop your thoughts, you know.
But no.
You can monitor them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Try and stay on that, you know, above that line, mm-hmm. on that love zone and the upward spiral as much as possible.
Yes, for sure. Now, I'm a really, you know, huge advocate of doing grateful journals, and I keep a grateful journal. And I know that's what helped me to stay positive was, what was I grateful for today? And it was just, I'm alive. I have clothes on my back. I have my dog by me. You know, these were the only things I could put on my list when I started. Now, like, I could write books each day of what I'm grateful for. That's what really helped me. So, folks, here's some more tools that you can use. Now, let's talk about husbands now, shall we? Don't get scared, Chris. I'm thinking our producer's thinking, what are you going to talk about husbands for now? But, you know, where we are is what we attract, basically, right? And we both attracted husbands that weren't right for us in our first marriage. And there's a lot of women out there that, you know, might be going through some things with their first husbands. I know for me that my second husband, Mr. Right, I call him, is like my soulmate. We are just inseparable. Tell us about your story.
Well, you know, it was really 180-degree difference between my first marriage and my second marriage. And while I was incarcerated, I mean, I had so much time on my hands, trust me,
yeah.
That I really analyzed my whole life and I went through everything. And I came to realize kind of the difference between a love that comes based from the ego or, you know,
yes.
coming out of that fear zone.
Yeah.
Versus a love that's coming from, you know, a higher purpose or whatever. And I do believe that Sergio and I are definitely, you know, some sort of soulmates or whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And it was just, we're not taught the difference of love, you know.
No.
And there is a difference because ego love can start, this is what I call ego love.
Okay.
It's something that can start out looking very, very much like, you know, unconditional love.
It's
also what I call universal love because that's coming from source, basically.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it turns. It turns on you, and it can turn into lots of, you know, jealousy or hate or whatever.
Yes.
It's a very fragile emotion that can really flip on you.
Yeah.
And if it's true love, it doesn't flip like that.
No,
the core is always the same.
You know what else? When I was going through all my challenges, my first husband was abusive, and I learned that he had girlfriends over our 16-year marriage for 14 years. Now, I could have taken a choice. We talked earlier about choice. I could have taken a choice and been very resentful and angry and the whole bit, but I released that, and I went on a healing journey for myself, and I found that when I healed myself, I was ready for that. you know, the Mr. Right. And it sounds like you've done the same thing. You were ready for Mr. Right, and you healed yourself. And this is important for our listeners to know that, you know, if you're in a situation that's not good for you, you don't just jump into the next, you know, the next relationship. You got to heal yourself before, you know, you'll go to that next level to attract that right Mr. Right for you. I hate to say this, Karen, but we are so out of time.
Wow.
It's gone so fast. I want to share with everyone that Karen has a special gift for you. And if you go to her website, inspiringyourverybest.com/gifts, you'll see what Karen has there for you. So again, that website is inspiringyourverybest.com/gifts, and check that out. Karen, I've really appreciated having you on the show today, and I congratulate you for being who you are and what you've overcome, and to share your story. It takes a lot of courage, and I know your story. You're helping millions, so I'm so proud of you, girl.
Oh, thanks, Sue. It was great to be here, and I appreciate it.
Good. Well, this is Sue London and on Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to help you become present, so stay tuned for that.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today you heard from two people, myself and from my guest, Karen Volo, that were faced with huge challenges in life. We didn't let those challenges stop us or hold us back. I have personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I have soared above it all to create a wonderful new life that I desire. Those challenges, like I mentioned earlier, certainly happen in my life for a reason. I've taken all my past challenges and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching, and my books. Now, please know that anything is possible in life and that you can create the life that you desire. You deserve it, and I believe in you. I know that you can do anything that you set your mind to. I always say to everybody, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So I'm here to help you to get there. So visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and learn how I can help you get there. Now, with all of the challenges that I faced, I found it was so important for myself to stay in the present moment. Because when I spent so much time thinking about the past, the what ifs, the suppose this happens, I actually stressed myself out, I got sick, and I missed all those opportunities that were right in front of me that were there to help me move forward. I totally missed them because all I was focusing on was the past or the future. Now, right now, what I want to do is I want to take a few minutes and I want to share a tool with you that each one of you listening can do this every day to keep yourself present. This is my favorite exercise for getting into the present moment. And I thought now we'll take some time to do it. But saying that, if you're listening on your radio in the car, please don't do this. Just listen to how we do it. And then when you go home, you can do this exercise. Don't want to see anyone getting hurt. So for the sake of time and because we're on the radio show here, I'm going to take you through a bit of a meditation, and it's something that I'm going to guide you with, but your eyes are open and you're just going to follow what I say to do. And with this technique, you can do it over a minute. You can do it over 20 minutes. You can do it while you're sitting on the toilet if that's your time in the morning, that you're the only time you get away from your kids. Or you can do it while you're laying in bed. So what I want you to do now is just get yourself comfortable in a chair. Put your feet flat on the ground. And I want you to take 3 deep breaths. And I want you to let them out now. Doing great. Okay, and one, and let the third one out now. Perfect. Okay, now what you're going to do is I want you, while you're sitting comfortably in the chair, you're going to find a spot right in front of you, and you're going to look at this spot. And you're going to keep your eyes focused on this spot through the entire process. So make sure you haven't got your head tilted up and looking up, because that could give you a bit of a kink neck. Okay, so now that you've found your spot, I want you to really focus on that area. I want you to focus on the color, focus on the texture. You know, is there any bumps or cracks? Really focus on that spot. You're doing awesome. I'm so proud of you. Okay, now what I want you to do is you're still focusing on that spot, and I want you to focus on what it is that you hear. Okay, so keep looking at the spot. And what do you hear? Listen around you. Okay, perhaps you hear a fan from a furnace. Could be a dog barking. And remember, you're still focusing on that spot also. You're doing awesome. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of y'all. Okay, now what I want you to do is, so keep focusing on that spot. Don't move your eyes. Keep listening to the sounds around you. And now I want you to focus on what you smell. Okay, perhaps you maybe burnt toast today, or maybe you have a coffee by you, or maybe you have a wet dog beside you nearby. So take some time now to focus on what you smell while still focusing on what you hear and what you see on that spot. You're doing awesome. Okay, now what I want you to do is now while you're focusing on what you see on that spot, while focusing on what you hear and what you smell, focus on what you taste. Perhaps you taste coffee or gum, or maybe you just need to brush your teeth right now. Take some time to focus on what you taste while focusing on all those other areas at the same time. You're doing great. Okay, what may happen as you're going through this process is that you may find you might hear new sounds that you didn't hear. You might feel, smell new senses or see different things with this spot where you're focusing on. Okay, so now you've tasted. Okay, now finally you're focusing on that spot. And while you're focusing on what you hear, what you smell, and focusing on what you taste, focus now on what you feel. Okay, so I want you to feel the temperature around you. Is it warm? Is it cool? Is it hot? Okay, just feel the temperature all around your entire body. Fantastic. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to see how your body feels inside. Is it tight? Are you loose? Are you really comfortable? Okay, are you really tight and stressed? Okay, what are you sitting on? And what you're sitting on, does it feel hard to your body? Okay. Go within and feel where you're tight. If you're finding somewhere where you're tight, just visualize that you're sending some real healing energy down there. And visualize that tight area is really loosening right up. Okay, if your stomach is really in knots, you've got lots of fear right now, visualize your stomach as being this really calm lake, very nice and calm. That will help with that. You're doing awesome. Okay, now, what's the texture under your feet? Do you feel any area around your feet or your body that maybe you're feeling tingling? Okay, take some time now and focus on all these areas. You are doing fantastic. Okay, now while continuously focusing on all these areas, be aware that if any messages or any visions or any thoughts come to your mind, keep note of those, and then after you want to make sure you take the action. Okay, so focus. Take a second now and see if there's anything that you miss with any of your senses. Fantastic. Okay, you have done a fantastic job. I am so proud of each one of you for doing this exercise. Now, when I'm doing this with a coaching client, or if I'm doing this up on stage, I obviously take a lot more time to do this, but I wanted you to feel this whole process because it can help you to be more relaxed and be more present. And I'm telling you firsthand, if it works for me, it will work for anybody, because I was somebody that just could not get in that place of meditation. So try that. And if you have any questions, you can certainly email me about it. And as a motivational speaker, folks, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. So connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And remember, when you're at my website, to purchase your copy of my inspirational book called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. That website again is AskSueLondon.com to purchase my book and to connect with me. I want to thank my very special guest today, Karen Volo, for being with us. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Gloria Messenger, and the topic is A Mirroring Discovery. Sorry, we're going to talk about angels guiding us along our journey. On behalf of my guest, Karen Volo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.